the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Justice Minister says overwhelming response forcing late-night constitutional amendment consultations. Police arrest Mambilima MP and 11 others for conduct likely to cause the breach of peace. In global news, Cameroon's opposition leader Chiroma vows to resist until final victory over President Biya. Very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mazinamwinga and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News at 13 hours. The details. Justice Minister Princess Kasune has revealed that the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendment has been receiving submissions late into the night in about 5 districts following an overwhelming public response to the ongoing consultations. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Kasune said submissions are pouring in from a wide range of stakeholders, including traditional leaders, students, and members of the public. She has noted that the first phase of consultation, which covers the central, northwestern, western, northern, and eastern provinces, is progressing well and has recorded an impressive turnout. Ms. Kasune also announced that the second phase of submissions will begin on November 13th, covering the Copperbelt, Lwapula, Muchinga, Southern, and Lusaka provinces, emphasizing that the committee is committed to conducting an inclusive and citizen-driven process that ensures every voice counts. The minister has since encouraged citizens to take advantage of both the physical and virtual submission platforms to contribute to the constitutional amendment process.
Government is also pleased to note that there has been tremendous overwhelming response in terms of the submissions that are being made. The following are the traditional leaders, civil society, students from different universities, and the members of the public who are participating in all these provinces in making their submissions. In the provinces covered so far, what we have gotten as of this morning, and that is coming from what transpired last night, they had to go into the night to receive the physical submission. That's how much these provinces have been overwhelmed with the submission. As we speak, in the 5 provinces again, 65 districts are submitting out of those 5 provinces, and this is virtually.
Police have arrested Mambilima Member of Parliament, Tin Jisenga, and 11 other individuals for the offence of conduct likely to cause the breach of peace. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has confirmed the arrests, saying the suspects were apprehended following a joint operation conducted by Chiwombo and Liteta police stations last evening. Mr. Hamonga says preliminary investigations revealed that the group was found and lawfully assembled at the residence of Mr. Christopher Mwenge around 20:53 hours, where they were reportedly waiting to be addressed by Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Munduvila, who was later seen passing through the Chisamba security checkpoint en route to Lusaka. He says police officers engaged the group and advised them to disperse peacefully, but the suspects defied lawful orders, prompting officers to move in and arrest them, while others managed to escape. Mr. Hamonga says all the detainees are in police custody and their release will depend on the payment of an admission of guilty fine for the offence. He has reminded members of the public and political players that while the right to freedom of assembly and association is protected under Zambian law, such rights must be exercised within the confines of the Public Order Act, which requires prior notification to the regulatory authority before holding any public meeting or assembly.
Police officers who visited the scene recovered the full amount of money, the abandoned Toyota Allion, additional number plates, CAG7121ZM, breaking instruments, techno smartphone, a small phone, and a gadget used to neutralize immobilizer locking systems. The vehicle has since been impounded and investigated. Police officers who visited the scene recovered the full amount of money, the abandoned Toyota Allion, additional number plates, CAG7121ZM, breaking instruments, techno smartphone, a small phone, and a gadget used to neutralize immobilizer locking systems. The vehicle has since been impounded and investigations have been launched to apprehend the suspects. The Zambia Police Service wishes to commend the swift response by alert members of the public who helped in this recovery. However, the service strongly urges members of the public to desist from moving around with huge sums of cash, as this exposes them to potential theft or robbery.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Ngotash Enterprises Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for underperformance of contractual obligations. ZPPA Principal Officer Public Relations Inutum Shambatwa says the suspension of Ngotash Enterprises Limited was in relation to a contract for the supply of 6-inch blocks for the construction of 20 low-cost houses in Sinda District by the National Housing Authority. Ms. Mushambatwa explains that ZPPA instituted an investigation into the contract following a recommendation from the National Housing Authority and established that the National Housing Authority signed a local purchase order on 14th October 2024 for the supply of 12,000 6-inch blocks to be delivered within a period of 14 days. She says thereafter an advance payment of 120,000 kwacha was paid to Ngotash Enterprises Limited, but further established that by 27th October 2024, Ngotash Enterprises Limited had only delivered 7,937 blocks. Ms. Mushambatwa has advised that the suspension does not in any way limit Ngotash Enterprises Limited from performing outstanding contracts that were entered into before 22nd October 2025.
ZPPA further established that by 27th October 2024, Ngotash Enterprises Limited had only delivered 7,937 blocks. Non-performance or underperformance of contractual obligations is contrary to Section 96G of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023. Therefore, ZPPA has suspended Ngotash Enterprises Limited from participating in public procurement for underperformance of its contractual obligations with effect from 22nd October 2025.
In more news, police in Chillawombwe have launched an investigation after a mob set fire to a house in Konkola Township following allegations of witchcraft. The incident occurred between 2140 hours on October 29 and 0020 hours on October 30th at house number KG225, belonging to 63-year-old peasant farmer Anthony Kalikiti. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Pathias Siandenge, who confirmed the incident to Phoenix News, said the house was completely destroyed in the fire, with property valued at approximately 150,000 kwacha reduced to ashes. Mr. Siandenge explained that the attack followed the death of Harry Silia, a neighbor to Mr. Kalikiti, who reportedly died on Wednesday evening after suffering from a toothache despite receiving medical treatment. He added that police officers from Konkola Police Post and the Chillawombwe Central Police Station quickly responded to the scene, rescued the victim, and managed to contain the situation after running battles with residents. Mr. Siandenge said police have since intensified patrols in the area and restored calm as investigations continue. In global news, Cameroonian opposition leader Issa Jeroma Bakari says he will continue to reject the results of this month's presidential election until he secures a final victory over incumbent Paul Biya. Addressing the regime in a post published on social media, Jeroma accused state institutions of using their power to impose their candidate and warned that their impunity is coming to an end. Jeroma also called on his supporters to stay mobilized, telling them they have a unique opportunity to say enough is enough. The BBC, The BBC reports on other world stories.
Meeting between President Trump and the Chinese leader Xi Jinping has resulted in an agreement to ease trade tensions. China says it will